Section 9.2, Text Search. The text search feature is available whenever you're listening to a textbook. This means a book from the text files bookshelf. It also means the text portion of a full text, full audio DAISY book, such as Kleewick. We'll look at this one in a moment. And it also means a DAISY book that's text only, such as the built-in user guide of the stream. Let's see how it works. I'm going to go to my Talking Books bookshelf.
Talking Books, 9. Books, 3.
Kleewick, by Emily Carr.
And this is the book I wanted to demonstrate text search. Recall that the Kleewick book has both recorded audio and the full text of the book. I'm going to press play and open this book.
Epigraph. Father sat at the table with the fat family Bible open at the page on which the names of his 7 other children.
That's the recorded portion of the book, obviously. I'm going to press the number 9 key and switch to the text portion of this book.
Text to speech audio.
And I'm going to press play again.
Father sat at the table with the fat family Bible open at the page on which the names of his 7 other.
And you can see that we're synchronized to the same position in the book, but now playing the text portion with the built-in text to speech. As soon as we're playing text, we now have the search feature available to us. I'm going to press the Go To key.
Go to page. Go to heading. Search.
And there it is. As soon as I hear the word search, my number pad has now been transformed into a text entry pad. Each digit on the number pad is mapped to various characters that I can type. In order to help you learn the text pad, the sleep key functions as a key describer within the text entry pad. I'm going to press the sleep key.
Key describer on.
And we have a key describer enabled now. I'm going to press the number 2 key, for example.
A, B, C, 2.
It is mapped to the letters A, B, C, and the number 2. So if I wanted to type the letter A, I would press once on the number 2. If I wanted to type the letter B, I would press twice on the number 2. The letter C, I would press 3 times, and if I wanted to type a number 2, I'd press 4 times. Let me press on the number 3 and see what letters are mapped to it.
D, E, F, 3.
Key number 2 is ABC, key number 3 is DEF, key number 4.
G, H, I, 4.
And so on. Key number 0.
Space, 0. Exclamation mark, F, number sign, dollar sign, percent sign, circumflex, ampersand, asterisk, left parenthesis, right parenthesis, underscore, plus sign, equals sign, pound sign, euro currency sign, yen sign.
A lot of special characters are attached to key 0, but the important one is the space. If you want to type multiple keywords to search for, you'll need to press 0 for a space between the words. Key number 1 also has extra characters. The rewind key in text search has a special function. I'll press it.
Backspace.
It works as a backspace, so if you make a mistake, you can press the rewind once to erase the previous letter. Let me press the fast forward key.
Spell search item.
If you want to know what you've typed, just press play and it will read it back to you. The go-to key and the bookmark keys have no function.
Not used in text search.
So let's type a search word. I'm going to now press the sleep key to disable the key describer mode and put us back to typing mode.
Key describer off.
This book is about Emily Carr. She was a famous Canadian painter. Let's search for the word paint. So I'm going to type the letter P, pressing on key 7 once.
P.
And the letter A. Press key number 2.
A.
And I want letter I 3 times on key number 4.
I.
And the letter N is twice on number 6.
N.
And a single press of key 8 will give me a letter T. But I'll make a mistake.
U.
So I have to erase this U. I'll press the backspace.
U.
And now I'll press 8 to enter my letter T.
T.
We can confirm what I've typed by pressing the fast forward key.
Paint. P-A-I-N-T.
And so we've successfully typed the word and are ready to search. I can conclude my typing and start searching by pressing either the confirm or play key. If I press confirm, the stream will move forward in position to the first line that contains the word paint. And if I press the play key, it'll do the same thing, except it'll start playing. I'm just going to press confirm.
Down in the starkest, most compressed form, she had no wish to paint or to describe.
And we found the next line in the book that contains the word paint. Now, interestingly, something has just happened to our navigation levels for this book. We've added a new level at the bottom called search. Usually in a textbook, the lowest navigation level is the character mode. If I press the up arrow,
character,
we see that it's there. If I press the down arrow, however, we have
search,
paint, P-A-I-N-T.
We see that a new level of navigation called search has been added just below character, and it spells out for us the current search word at this search navigation level. So now I can use keys 6 and 4 to continue searching forward or backward for the next occurrence of paint. Let me press 6 a couple of times and we'll do that.
Columbia, she went among them to paint their totems and villages and her experiences form.
And I'll search for the next one, press key 6.
Emily Carr, generally considered Canada's most famous woman painter, was born in.
There's one other way you can search. Supposing you hear a word and all you want to do is find the next occurrence of that word. Let's say I want to find the next occurrence of Emily. We heard Emily as part of the line just spoken to us. So I'm going to go up with key number 2 and find the word navigation level.
Character. Spell. Word.
And I'm going to back up to the word Emily.
Woman. Famous. Most. Can it consider. Jen. Cop. Emily.
Now, I'm going to press the go-to key and open up the search pad again.
Go to page. Go to heading. Search.
However, I'm not going to type anything right now. I'm just going to press the play key to see what search word is active.
Emily. E-M-I-L-Y.
So if this is the word we want to search for, all we have to do is press the confirm. I'll do that.
Also available in the Irwin Emily Carr series are The Book of Small, The House.
And I can press the right arrow number 6 to find the next Emily.
My earliest vivid memories of Emily Carr go back to a period considerably more.
You get the idea. I can step through and find all of the occurrences of Emily. And I didn't have to type that word. I just picked it up from the current word in my text. Now the power of a full text, full audiobook is apparent here. If this is the passage I want to listen to, all I have to do now is press the number 9 key.
Recorded audio.
I come back to the recorded audio, and I can press play at this point.
My earliest vivid memories of Emily Carr go back to a period considerably more than a quarter of a century ago.
And we're at the same position that we just searched for, except we're now listening to the recorded audio. Many books today are being produced with full text, full audio DAISY format. So when you're listening to such a book, if you want to find a particular passage by doing a keyword search, with the stream, you have all the power at your fingertips. Just press key number 9, go into the text portion of the book, type in the search that you want to find. When you find the passage you're interested in with the search, simply press the number 9 key to come back to the recorded portion of the book and listen from that point. This concludes our discussion of the text search feature.